Riley Mills, first question is the most important question. Your favorite Christmas present you've ever received?
Let's see. This year I got a rice cooker. That was pretty big.
Oh, yeah? First rice cooker?
Yeah. What'd you say?
First rice cooker?
Yeah, first rice cooker. It's been a game changer. I've been doing minute rate rice for like 5 years, so.
It is, man. You just press a button, you walk away, and come back, and there's rice eventually, right?
Yeah, I'm realizing how much I've been missing.
Yes. Who was the gifter in this case, the gift giver?
My parents got me it.
Nice. What about growing up? Was there, a present that you remember just really being excited about?
I think it was moon boots.
Moon boots?
Yeah, remember the ones that, like, you bounce as you're, walk around, like, on the moon?
Yeah.
I remember me and my brother got those. It was pretty, it was a big year.
Nice.
We were pretty pumped for
that. Nice. Well, you know, you got your second game in and got into the backfield. How did it feel getting out there a second time?
It was good. I definitely felt more comfortable. Felt like, kind of slowed down a little bit. But, definitely got to make that play.
Well, and, to have your second game be a game like that, what was that experience like?
It was all. I mean, the atmosphere was crazy. It was the craziest game I've been a part of. So it was really cool. I had a great time.
And you starting to feel like you're getting back into the football swing of things after 3 weeks practice and now a couple games?
Yeah, it's definitely been better. I feel like I'm each day keeps getting better. So should I keep going with that?
Awesome. Well, good luck and hopefully get another one this weekend in Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, B. Ask you a quick question. All right, Anthony Bradford, favorite Christmas present you've ever received?
I remember, I think I was about 7 years old, and everybody was getting mongoose bikes around the neighborhood. I got a mongoose bike with pegs on the front and the back of it. Favorite gift.
Man, I got a mongoose bike when I was a kid, all blue. Man, that thing was sick. So did you wear that thing out?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It got stolen out and found it again, all types of shit. So, yeah, it was a good bike. It went up and down. Everybody in the neighborhood probably rode it, all types of shit. So.
How big were you when you got that? I'm trying to imagine you on pegs on a mongoose.
I was big as hell. I was just looking at a picture yesterday when I was like 7 years. I was huge for sure. So the bike didn't last too long. I definitely didn't have it the next year. I ain't have it the next year.
So, this last game against the Rams, you guys had 171 yards on the ground. You had a big block to spring Ken Walker in the second half. How are you feeling about the progress on the run game?
I feel like it's going good. It's going in the right direction. Like Mike always says, it's a softening process. But I feel like it's really getting to where we needed to, especially like at the back end of the season. Like, you don't really see it. You usually see, like, stuff going downhill, but I feel like our run game is going uphill, and we're going to need that for the postseason. So,
all right, man, appreciate you. Good luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I ask you a question. You guys can all run away. It's a quick one. I need favorite Christmas present that you ever got growing up. AJ Barner.
Probably, I hate to say it, but a Browns helmet.
A Browns helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you throw that bad boy on and wear it to school and stuff?
Yeah. Wore it everywhere for a long time. Still probably have it at my parents' house, but yeah.
All right. Was that a request or was that a surprise?
What do you mean?
Did you ask for it?
Of course. Just football helmet, but it'd be Seahawks now if it could be.
Who was your Browns player that you you loved growing up?
Joe Thomas is only good option.
That's a pretty good one. All right, Gray Zabel, favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
I'm going to go with, we got a 120cc miniature snowmobile growing up. And in the South Dakotas, it snows from like October through March. So that was a pretty hot commodity. Having that in the neighborhood, riding that around the house and stuff, in the yard and stuff, it was pretty sweet.
Now, was it big enough that you could get like double up on it? Someone standing, someone sitting?
You got to remember, we're probably 8 to 12 years old.
That's when you do stupid things, man.
Yeah, you'd pull the sleds and stuff. I mean, we did everything. We took it through a rose bush. We took it through my dad's grill. Like, it was basically indestructible back then. It was elite. We got two of them, so that's probably my favorite for sure.
Love it. Love it. Mason, can I get your favorite Christmas present growing up?
Sorry, I gotta go out to practice.
Oh, lame. All right. Cody, can I ask you a quick question? Favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Anything Nintendo, like game system, my friend and the family just playing it for the whole day.
Did you have a favorite game?
Mario Kart.
Oh, solid.
Or Mario Party, one of the two.
Solid, yeah. Solid. Thanks, man. Jalen Milroe, favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Favorite Christmas present? I say my family, they bought us like tickets to leave the country. We went to Dominican Republic. I say that was probably my favorite one.
Was that a surprise?
It was a surprise. Yeah, they told us at Christmas. And so we went to Dominican Republic. That ended up that after that summertime, we went to Dominican Republic. So I say that one.
Was that the first time you'd been out of the country?
Yeah. That was the first time that I can remember. Cause like first one, I was in Bahamas, but I was very young. So I didn't remember the trip. Of course, my family told me, but I say Dominican Republic. It was sixth grade.
And what do you remember about that trip?
Shoot. Weather was great. Food was amazing. And then in Texas, like, you don't see the ocean. So, like, it was cool to be at the beach. Yeah, cool to be at the beach. I'm not used to seeing that. Yeah.
Love it. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Ricky, ask you a quick question. Ricky White, favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Oh, I got an electric motorcycle, man. That was one of my favorite gifts growing up. Got a chance to ride it first day, man. Had the best Christmas of my life. So,
now, did you have anyone to ride it with, or were you just tearing around town on your own?
Tearing around town. So I actually went to an empty parking lot, you know, just roll on it for about 2-3 hours. So,
now, was that something you asked for, or they just gave it?
I definitely asked for that, man. I thank my mom and, you know, and my stepdad to this day for, you know, making that happen for me.
Man, I appreciate you. Yes, Olu, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Olu Timmy, favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Is when my dad bought my brother and I Matt and Drew Brees was on the cover, and we played that thing so much.
What team were you on that? Do you remember?
I used to rock with the Chargers. I think at that point they started Darren Sproles, Phillip Rivers, Vincent Jackson, Antonio Gates. They just had a fire offense, so. I was using them.
Did you remember what kind of offense you ran?
Nah, I just know Darren Sproles getting the ball a lot out the backfield.
Love it. So. Appreciate it, man. Christian Haynes, favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
I was a big WWE fan. So I got a big WWE ring, and I got like Undertaker, Rey Mysterio, John Cena action figures, and I loved it.
All right, who's the greatest WWE fighter, wrestler of all time?
Undertaker. No, by a million. By a million is Undertaker.
Well, did you ask for those presents, or did you just get them as a surprise?
I asked for an action figure, but I got the ring by surprise. It was like a Hell in a Cell like cage. So I was like, it was really nice, and I was very surprised with that.
Yeah, my oldest wanted a Rey Mysterio mask, so I remember getting him that and thinking, what the hell am I doing giving this to my kid? But he loved that, so appreciate you.
Yep.
That's so awesome.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
Ask you, Eric Saubert, your favorite Christmas present you got growing up.
This is going to date me, but it's got to be a Nintendo 64.
Solid.
Yeah, we got Nintendo 64 with Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Those three we played for years to come.
All right, did you just run that thing, or were other people better at these games than you?
There was definitely a competition. Like, my older brother knew how to use the items. I didn't know how to use the items on Super Smash Bros. So he was just cooking me with, like, the Fire Flower, and then I figured it out.
Do you still have a console you play in a game still?
Yeah. I recently bought an N64 actually to re-experience that nostalgia.
Love it. Thanks, man. All right, Drew Locke.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Saub's answer does date himself, because I was gonna say GameCube, which is kind of the next one. Mario Party 4 was top tier, and Super Smash Bros. Dude, GameCube.
What was your best game where you dominated?
Still to this day, probably Mario Kart. I'm willing to go to bat for that with anyone that thinks they're better than me at that one. I will be using Dry Bones. I did not do Double Dash, but I'll be using Dry Bones on a bike with the slippery purple wheels.
Do you guys ever play Mario Kart in this locker room? It feels like you should.
Not in the locker room, but the Nintendo Switches can connect on the planes.
Oh.
We haven't done that enough this year, really at all. But we used to do it in Denver a little bit when me and Sobs were there. We got to get back to that.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a great way to spend time on the plane.
Especially when you're playing for the Hawks. Yeah. You know, there's no short flights, so... you can only study for so long. I don't know if 5 hours of a game plan staring would.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Hey, Brady, can I ask you a quick question?
Can I do it after or something?
You can. It's really quick. It's just your favorite Christmas present you got growing up.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Favorite Christmas present. I asked for a real dog 1 year. We had two little bitty white dogs. Uh-huh. We finally went and got like a black lab.
Oh man!
That's for a real dog, yeah.
And can we ask the dog's name?
Cassie, R.I.P.
Did you get the name?
I think it was a group effort on our way to the pound.
All right.
She's a good dog, though.
Yeah.
She lasted a long time. She's like 14 or something when she went.
Appreciate you, man.
Of course.
Drake, ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Drake Thomas, your favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
A puppy.
A puppy? You and Brady both?
Yeah, puppy, yeah.
What kind of puppy?
Golden Retriever.
you shaved dog with Jake here?
Yeah, it was a Golden Retriever.
All right, so you got a Black Lab and a Golden Retriever. You guys are hitting all the hits there.
I know.
Name?
Lambert.
Lambert? How did Lambert become the name?
Jack Lambert, linebacker. Oh. Yeah.
No shit. Yeah. That is a great story.
Yeah. grew up a Steelers fan, so named him Lambert.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Robbie Utes, I got a quick question, man. Favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Probably my Wii when I was 5. That was big time for me. Playing Madden on it, Wii Sports, all of them.
Did you dominate any of those games?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My sister stood no chance. Got the Wii Fit board, and I was out there surfing and everything. It was awesome.
Appreciate you, man. Josh, can I ask you a quick question? Josh Jones, man, what was your favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
Air hockey table.
Air hockey, man, that's
yeah,
that
was exciting. Yeah, it was super dope. Me and my brother, low key, kind of looked before, you know, Christmas because they didn't wrap the whole thing. They just wrapped the front of it and put it against the wall. So me and him kept like tearing pieces back and seeing it was an air hockey table. So many long days and hours spent with me and my brother going at it on the air hockey table.
Did you ask for that or was it a surprise?
It was a surprise. Yeah, we didn't ask for that. That came out of nowhere. That was crazy.
And who was the king of the table?
I mean, of course it was me, but he wouldn't tell you that.
Appreciate you, man.
Take care.
Byron, I got a real quick one for you. Your favorite Christmas present growing up?
Favorite Christmas present? Probably some Jordans or something. You know, I'm a sneakerhead, so I always been a sneakerhead, so probably some Jordans. I do remember getting Jordans and stuff for Christmas, so probably some Jordans.
Appreciate you, man. Your favorite Christmas present you got growing up?
My favorite Christmas present I ever got growing up. I mean, what stands out, I got a snowboard.
A snowboard? Did you ask for that?
I hadn't asked for it specifically, but I just started. My uncle had taken me up snowboarding for the first time. And I remember getting that and being like, my own snowboard was a big deal.
And were you good at it?
I mean, for, what was I, probably 10? I thought I was good. So it's hard to think back. You know, like, I think everything I did as a 10-year-old, I was like fantastic at it.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Favorite Christmas present you got growing up? Tariq one.
PSP. Like the silver one. And it came with like SmackDown versus Raw. And I also had like Madden.
Appreciate you, man.